James, you went yourself to England for a while, you said.
After I sold the pub, I used to go over an odd time to England.
So you sold it after 9 years?
After 9 years, yeah.
And took off for England.
That's right. Well, I had no job here, so I had to do something.
Yeah. So where did you go in England?
I went to London. Yeah.
And just started looking for work?
Well, I knew a fellow that was contracting there. He's a local fellow from Kerrygarty, or John Duffy. They're known as the Duffy and Carr contractors. So he started me right away. So any time I wanted to go over there, I always went to him and I got started with him.
Was that in the 70s or early 60s?
The early 70s, yeah.
So was there plenty of work in England?
Oh, sure, it was booming in those days. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Building trade was booming. Roads, all that kind of thing.
So you worked on both or just anything goes?
No, just mainly the buildings I worked on now. It was easy to get started in the buildings.
And did you spend years there?
I only went over about three times just and stayed 6 months each time. And
coming and going.
Coming and going. And then I got started in the Rosa Pena.
Again?
Oh, that was after that.
Oh, after that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you spent years there?
Spent around 14 years.
Till you retired?
Till I retired, yes.
So when did you buy this land and this house here, James? Or did you have it built yourself? Or?
No, I bought the site here 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago.
Before the boom started on building it?
I bought this site for 4,000.
For four?
Yeah.
Be a lot more now.
Oh my God, sure. Them sites over there, there's three of them. Made 120,000 for the three.
So you just had it in time, James?
Oh, just in time. Even when I bought the site had been cleared and all and planning permission got. I bought it of a fella, he was going to build a house in it. And he had the site cleared. He decided then not to build a house. He sold it to me. With full planning permission got and the site cleared. I would say it nearly cost as much to clear the site, for it was nearly all stone and rock, as I gave for it.
It's a lovely site though.
Aye, it's a good site, it's a good dry site.
Yeah.